Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and our God is a miracle-working God. Thank you for joining me today. We're going to continue on in a message, having done all, stand therefore. But before I do that, the Lord just placed on my heart, there are a couple people, and maybe there are more, but I just want to pray for you. One is you have some things going on in your body and you're very concerned, and I want to rebuke the spirit of fear that is coming against you. The second individual, you have had physical concerns. You've gone to the doctor and you're waiting for the results of the test. And of course, the enemy has just been whispering the very worst case scenario to you. Beloved saints, there's fear hath torment, and I know what it is to experience that dread, the thought of some physical calamity. And I just want to share some powerful scriptures out of Psalm 91 with you. And stand on these scriptures. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. He is, beloved. In Him will I trust. Verse 5, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, those dreadful things when you're laying awake in your bed, the things, the future scenarios the enemy would just, you know, unfold in your mind, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. This covers everything. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. This is the summarization of those passages. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Father, right now, I come before you on behalf of these two individuals. Oh Lord, if there's more in a similar situation, I rebuke that spirit of fear. You tormenting spirit, I command you to go in the mighty name of Jesus, that name which is above every name. And Father, right now, I loose the peace of God. I thank you, Lord, that every bit of fear, every bit of torment in terms of their emotions, in terms of the thoughts the enemy would bring, Lord, that they will just rest in you. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Beloved, our times are in His hand. He knows exactly, this is not a surprise, and He will give you the grace, the strength, and you will see and be able to walk in the victory of God. God will be gracious to you, beloved. I speak from experience. I walked down that path before. He will be gracious to you, and you will be able to praise Him. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, resuming the teaching of the Word, that which I was sharing as we brought yesterday's broadcast to a close, we were talking about the various positions the body, an able-bodied person, could assume. Now, I know dancers can go into all sorts of varied positions, but we're talking about just the basic conditions or positions of the body. There's lying prostrate, by way of review, which is face down, a position of worship, as we see in the Word of God. Those that experience the presence of God, they would just fall on their face. It's also that of surrender, as we see the law enforcement officers will make a person get down, face down and with their hands behind their back. There is, secondly, the position of lying on one's back, which is an absolute rest or sleep, if you will. And then there's sitting or reclining. And the word says in Isaiah 52, 1-3, "Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem." And there's instructions in that. The word goes on to say, "Shake thyself from the dust." In other words, Jesus has done everything for us. We have to recognize when the enemy wants to ensnare us and keep us down in the molly grubs of despair and despondency. We are to arise. We are to loose ourselves from the bands of the enemy that he would place around our neck. Talk about a position of servitude. That's what they put slaves in. They put a shackle around their neck. Well, that's what the enemy wants to do to us, but he's called us, our God has called us to arise, to loose ourselves by the power and the authority of the name of Jesus. And we are to stand up and then sit down, which is a place of sitting or reclining. That represents we're already seated with Christ in heavenly places, isn't that right? That reflects our spiritual position of rest in Him. Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God. He's active. He's making intercession for the saints according to the will of God, but He's resting, and that's what we are to do. All right, let's move on. What other positions can we assume? We talked about lying face down, lying on our back, sitting or reclining. Well, then there's kneeling, and that is an expression traditionally of submission or servitude. We kneel in a position of prayer when we go to church, or those who are reverencing a monarch, an earthly king. In ancient times, they would literally kneel, or in modern times, we would just bow. I mean, that is a position of servitude or submission. All right, let's move on. What else can we do with our bodies? Well, we can walk or run. Both of those positions, if you will, or movements, are actions of the body. We are moving our body in direction toward a goal. Even if we're moving away from something, that's we're moving away from an object or position or threat of danger. And so to walk means to move toward a goal, and running is basically the same thing, but in a faster mode, okay? And even if we do it without purpose, as far as just aerobically, there's a purpose and plan to it. We're walking or running for our physical health. All right, moving on. What is the another position? Well, I just noticed there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the position, the number of man. That's interesting. I just noticed that. Well, finally, we can stand. And let's talk about that for a minute, because that's what we're looking at in this scripture, are we not? Having done all, stand therefore. I would suggest to you, it is a position of readiness or availability. Just note how often in the scriptures we are told to arise. Arise, to stand up. And think about this, it's the best position of warfare. It's the best position to respond to the call of our commander in chief. Look at, for example, what comes to mind is, remember Gideon? And he had there were like 10,000, that was still not enough. And God asked crazy suggestions in the natural mind. He says, okay, have all the troops go and drink some water. And what do 300 of them do? Most everybody just falls down, prostrate, if you will, and they're just drinking the water they've got their face in the water drinking. Those who were vigilant, those who were God intended to use as his mighty 300, they were kneeling. Of course, if they had to drink, they had to at least kneel, and they put their hand on and brought it to their mouth. It was a position of readiness. And so those were the ones who are ready. Remember, I was talking about standing. Of course, they had to drink. They had to change their position. They couldn't drink standing. They had to get down there. But it's a position of readiness, a position to respond to immediate action or warfare or whatever it is. And what does Hebrews say? Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run. Let us be ready to run, to move, to be a, you know, sometimes we get so discouraged, we just sit down. We're on the sidelines. We're not walking anywhere. We're not running anywhere. We're just kind of moping in a cave or a hole of defeat. We're just, you know, we look at great Elijah. He went to the cave. It's like, okay, I'm ready to die, Lord. I'm no better than my fathers. We all tend to do that. If we're despairing and despondent, we're not moving. No, we're sitting still. We're moping. We are despondent. And so, beloved, patience is not passive. Again, we're going back to the subject, what does it mean to be patient and long-suffering? Because we're going to have to do that in order to, having done all, to stand there for. Patience isn't passive, but it's to be patient while running. Because let us run the race set before us. How do we run it? With patience. And so what does that imply? It implies hope and faith by the very act of running. It shows that we are carrying on. We're doing what God has called us to do. We may not see results. We may not be at the goal yet. We won't be at the goal until we're face to face with Jesus. But nonetheless, we are running. We're doing what God has called us to do. All right. So let us go on. And well, I see my time has flown by, and so I'm going to have to stop. And we'll look at the other three aspects of patience that is required for our successful and victorious spiritual walk. I pray that you'll be able to be with me tomorrow at this same time. We're heard on the station Monday through Friday. And should you miss it, you can always go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and listen anytime at your convenience. Know that, dear ones, I love you. I pray for you every day. I do invite you to write because the Holy Spirit knows what you're going through. Many times, those that write in, my partners or new people, throughout the day, the Lord quickens that need, even though I do pray over your letter and respond prayerfully and with whatever God has me to share with you. So if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write, whether through email or by letter. I personally will pray for you, send back whatever God gives. If you want, I will confirm receipt and pray, but I ask you to enclose your mailing address so I can respond if you write by email. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.